Hold on to your butts, society. Next up is Culture Clash, the segment where arts and culture reporter Semir Suri blows up popular trends. This week, he's looking at queer icons in entertainment, beginning with Shameless, ending its fourth season on Showtime.
Now that this past season of Showtime's Shameless is wrapped up, I can say with finality that the show has given us the best written, best acted queer characters in the history of television.
Shameless is...
Come on, G.I., pound me like an Iraqi soldier!
Now that Shameless is on hiatus, gay culture has been consigned to a 9-month flatline. Who are we supposed to look at now? Look at the gay icons out there. Madonna? She's been classified by the Center for Disease Control as a hotspot. I'd want to know from Madonna. Meanwhile, yes. Elton John, there's a man who's ballooned. Wonder why he adopted a baby when he was 60. Look at his chest. The man is lactating. And can you feel? Who adopts white babies in this day and age? You can't even wear them in public after Labor Day. Streisand is the last of the greats to stay great. I saw her in that concert of hers at the Hollywood Bowl, and it was magnificent. There have not been so many Jews and homosexuals crammed into one building since the Allies liberated Europe. But she's all that's left. And it's not just in music that we lack great divas. Look at the grand dames of politics. Think of the ex-first ladies. Certainly there's nobody left as fun as that Betty Ford. My God, to see that reflection in the mirror every day, I'd be an alcoholic too. My point in all this is that as an observer of, and a participant in, gay culture, I can tell you it's nowhere near as fun as it once was. Except when Shameless is on. Watch this show, you'll thank me. I'm Semir Suri, and this has been Culture Clash on Annenberg Radio News.